The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 8th of October, 2008. It's the birthday of Frank Herbert, born Tacoma, Washington, in 1920. He was a photographer in World War II, went to the University of Washington, never graduated because he only wanted to study what interested him. So he wouldn't take the required courses. Worked at newspapers and magazines, published his first book in 1955, an ecological science fiction novel called The Dragon in the Sea. And then was asked to write a feature article about an ecological project, a government project, to halt the spread of sand dunes on the Oregon coast. He was fascinated, got a lot of material, never wrote the article, but he kept researching and then wrote a novel. It was rejected by 23 publishers, finally came out in 1965, published by a publishing company known mainly for auto repair manuals, Chilton. The book was entitled Dune, a science fiction novel about a desert planet, which has sold more than 12 million copies. It's the birthday of the author R.L. Stine, Robert Lawrence Stine, born Bexley, Ohio, 1943. After college, went to New York City, worked at a trade publication for the soft drink industry, then at Scholastic Publishing, where he edited a humor magazine. And then he published his first teen horror novel, Blind Date, 1986. It became a huge bestseller. He wrote a whole series called Fear Street, the first modern series appealing equally to boys and girls, and then made a series for younger kids, Less Violence, Less Realism, which became the Goosebumps books, started in 1992. R.L. Stine, who said, "I've met a few horror writers and movie directors, and they seem to be shy, quiet, normal people. I think the one thing they have in common is a good sense of humor, because there's a very close tie between humor and horror." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Philip Booth on his birthday, entitled Adding It Up. "My mind's eye opens before the light gets up. I lie awake in the small dark, figuring payments or how to scrape paint. I count rich women I didn't marry. I measure bicycle miles I pedaled last Thursday to take off weight. I give some passing thought to the point that if I hadn't turned poet, I might well be some other sort of accountant. Before the sun reports its own weather, my mind is openly at it. I chart my annual rainfall, or how I'll plant seed if I live to be 50. I look up words like bilateral symmetry in my mind's dictionary. I consider the bivalve mollusk, repick last summer's mussels on Condon Point, preview the next red tide, and hold my breath. I listen hard to how my heart valves are doing. I try not to get going too early, bladder permitting. I mean to stay in bed until 6. I think in spirals, building horizon pyramids, yielding to no man's flag but my own. I think a lot of Saul Steinberg. I play touch football on one leg. I seesaw on the old cliff, trying to balance things out, job, wife, children, myself. My mind's eye opens before my body is ready for its first duty, cleaning up after an old maid basset in heat. That, too, I inventory. The Puritan strain will out even at 6 a.m., sun or no sun. I'm Puritan to the bone, down to the marrow, and then some. If I'm not sorry, I worry. If I can't worry, I count." Adding It Up, a poem by Philip Booth from Lifeline, Selected Poems 1950 to 1999, published by Viking Penguin, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.